Can the economy recover with weak manufacturing?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good day to you. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Right now, we're going to ask today's big question, and that's whether the economy can get better when factories aren't operating on all cylinders. Today, the government told us orders for durable goods or big ticket items fell by 1% between May and June. That's the biggest decline since last August. Jill Schlesinger is editor-at-large for CBS Money Watch. She's with us live from New York. Morning, Jill.
Good morning.
So give us an idea. When we talk about durable goods, these big-ticket items, what are we talking about?
Well, these are supposed to be items that are going to last longer than 3 years and obviously take a significant investment by the companies that are purchasing them. So that's why we look at them. They can be a harbinger of things to come in the economy. Plans to expand, for example.
Things like cars, right? Aircraft?
Absolutely. The big stuff.
Yeah. What's this month's report telling us?
Well, you know, first of all, let's remember that these are very volatile reports. So one of the things, as you mentioned, the report was down and it's the largest drop since August. But we also look at durable goods without transportation because that sector is so volatile. So without transportation, the decrease was smaller. It was 0.6%. Of course, that is down from being up 1.2% in May. And again, it's somewhat disappointing. But again, one report, and by the way, non-defense transportation down 25%. So you can see how volatile that sector can be.
So going forward, Jill, the big question, can the economy recover with this weak manufacturing?
Well, you know, listen, let's remember it's one report, but let's also remember that there has been some very good news from the manufacturing front, not just in the United States. We also had some good news in Europe. What we know right now is that growth in the manufacturing sector is slowing. I think that that is somewhat expected given the magnitude of the recession we've just come out of. It's obvious that we're going to be bumping around a little bit. But I also want to point out one bright spot in the durable goods report. It was capital orders. That's orders and shipments for non-military capital goods. Mm-hmm. That actually was up 0.6% in June. It's after a big jump in May, 4.6%. So I actually think that we may be slowing down a bit, but all is not lost. And I think that people may be underestimating that the second half slowdown is here. It may not be as bad as we think.
All right, Jill Schlesinger, editor-at-large for CBS Money Watch. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Airplanes, of course, what we said, are big-ticket items. And today, plane maker Boeing said profits fell more than 20%. Revenues for the aircraft manufacturer fell nearly 10%. Now, Boeing, of course, is pinning a lot of hopes on its new high-tech jet debuting in the coming months, one that it unveiled last week just outside London. While orders for new planes have been brisk for Boeing and for its rival, Airbus, many believe the days of two companies dominating the aerospace market could be numbered. Christopher Worth filed this report.
Well, what a magnificent sight.
Visitors crowded in to catch a glimpse of Boeing's new 787 Dreamliner. The company has already sold over 800 of these big new jets. But despite their success, it's the smaller models the company developed in the 1980s that Boeing's Jim Prue says still dominate sales.
The single-aisle marketplace has been a very important market for us for a long time, and in the future it's going to be an even greater part of the market.
But both Boeing and its European rival Airbus have so far avoided putting out new single-aisle planes to replace their older ones. And now, manufacturers in Russia, China, and Canada are all developing new models to steal some of that market share. Ben Bohm is with the Montreal-based company Bombardier. He says over the past several decades, airlines have had to stretch or shrink their older, existing Boeing and Airbus models in order to cut costs and cram more people in.
And the biggest issue with stretching or shrinking in the aerospace industry is that it's inefficient.
He says the design of Bombardier's new airplanes will feel less crowded and use 20% less fuel than Boeing or Airbus. And emerging markets aren't far behind. The Russian manufacturer Irkut brought a full-size mock-up of its new plane to the Farnborough show. The company's president, Alexei Fedorov, says Irkut's planes will cost up to 10% less than its bigger competitors.
I think passengers and airlines will like this aircraft, and I think we have a very good chance to be in the market in 5 years.
And Fedorov points out that with Boeing and Airbus collectively saddled with around 4,500 back orders, companies like his will be able to deliver planes much more quickly. But that doesn't mean there won't be some turbulence ahead for these newcomers. Despite great expectations, Bombardier left the show without taking a single order for its new planes. In Farnborough, England, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Shares in Europe are lower right now, about 0.5%. Asian stocks, though, were higher today. Markets were mixed on Wall Street yesterday, but Dow ended the day a little higher, up 12 points to close at 10,537.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, committed to customer service with the option to reach a human being at any time at 877-247-ALLY by pressing 0.
The Spanish province of Catalonia has voted to ban bullfighting, saying it's barbaric, and it's become the first region of mainland Spain to do so. But bullfighting supporters say the sport is a vital tourist attraction. From Barcelona, the BBC's Sarah Rainsford reports.
Barcelona's main bullring is one of the oldest in Spain, but support for the bullfight, or corrida, has waned. Now the regional parliament has decided to ban the practice. Supporters say the corrida is an art form and that its ban could threaten the livelihood of thousands of people. But activists argue the practice is cruel and unacceptable and say most spectators in Catalonia these days are tourists. This animal rights activist says bullfighting is outdated and will eventually disappear altogether.
I think we will see it. We will see it within our lifetime. One community after another will accept that bullfights are barbaric and have no place in a modern and ethical society.
Whilst the official debate is over animal rights, many see this as a political move by Catalan nationalists to reject one of Spain's best-known traditions. And pro-bullfighting groups fear that a ban here could spark a wave of similar campaigns across the country. In Barcelona, I'm the BBC's Sarah Rainsford for Marketplace.
And finally, officials in New York plan to once again talk about bedbugs today. Some parts of that city have been infested with the blood-sucking pests, costing money and patients. An advisory panel has recommended the Big Apple create a job for one person to oversee the efforts to eradicate them. An entomology king, the bedbug czar. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.